Qui shoot question? Qui shoot cuke? Qui shoot quiet? Kapaniskis. Ugashi Kansuke Tashmir. Hello, everyone. My name is Peter White, and I'm coming to you from the unceded Coast Salish territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh people, also known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And today is a topic about chapters and growing and flourishing and trying new things in life. You know, that's what this podcast is about. This is what I created this podcast for, to inspire others to create a life they love waking up to every day. That's what this wealthy warrior community is about. It's about guiding you through the things I've done in my life to get where I'm at in life. You know, the things that I've learned to heal myself, the things that I experience on a day-to-day basis. This is what this podcast is about. And I'm starting a new chapter in my life. As many of you know, I was recently, I moved up to foreman on my job site. And it's been going really good. Just the hours are a lot of hours. You know, I'm working 66, 68 hour weeks. On top of that, you know, posting content, going to the gym, trying to learn every day, investing in myself, investing in my health, my wellness, you know, meditating, stretching, doing all those things I do, trying to get a good night's sleep. You know, I try to get at least 6.5, if not more, sleep. You know, I would love 7.5 hours of sleep every night, but on my schedule that I work, it's kind of hard to do that. But I was promoted to foreman, and then another opportunity arose. The construction company I work for is called BCIB, and it's a newer thing here in British Columbia, but they're trying to take on construction sites through the government. So they're a government job, but I'm also a union, so they subcontract the trades or whatever trade on the jobs they need, they subcontract to them. And that's where I came in on the ironworker side. And they actually opened up a position for an Indigenous stewardship role. And I was like, hey, you know what? I looked at the description and I'm like, I think I'd be good at that, at the role. So I made up a resume. Well, I had a resume made up. I just kind of did a little bit of touching up on my resume. I applied, and boom. Within that same day that I applied, I had a phone call asking me if I wanted to come in for an interview, because they would love to have me on their team. And I actually had done a performance for a lot of them in back in June on Indigenous Heritage Month here in Canada. We have our Indigenous Day on the 20th, June 20th. That's also summer solstice. And I did a performance for them, and they really enjoyed that. So a lot of people, there was already that rapport there, and I was already an employee through BCIB on the trade side. So I said, yeah, you know, I'll come in and check it out. And so I went in, and I felt like I nailed the interview. You know, I was just myself. I wasn't, I didn't overthink anything. I answered honestly. You know, I was like, hey, if I get it, I get it. I don't. And a little bit of time went by, and then I heard back from them, and I had found out I got the job. And they really wanted me to join. And it's a big step. It's a big step because I'm used to the blue collar work. You know, I'm used to the 7 to 3 or 7 to 5 or those 7 a.m. those early starts. And I'm used to working with my hands, you know, as a foreman, it's more thinking and planning and foreseeing and things like that. But I'm still out, you know, I'm still out in the elements. I'm still out in the job site, you know, I'm still out there. And this is a big change because I'm under a contract, you know, they have stat holidays, you know, they have, it's not like the trades, you know, in the trades, I can say work from September to June, and then I just take a layoff or ask to come back, and I take the summer off and I travel, and then if the job's there, it is. If it's not, I just post it to my union and I get a new job. I wait for a new job to happen. And with this is steady work, you know, this is contract, this is corporate, this is different. But they're really big on pushing reconciliation for Indigenous people. So I had a few questions on my end, and my summer is right. I won't be taking as much time off in the summer, but that's okay. I'll still be taking some time off to travel, and I will be vlogging, and I will be doing those things. That was the biggest thing for me, was that time off approval. Because as you know, I love traveling around. I love meeting people. I just love being on that powwow trail, you know, and that's a big part of my life now. And that's something I look forward to. And that's why I grind fall and winter and spring, so I can enjoy my summers. And I shoot my shot, you know, I shooted my shot, and I threw out some days off and some numbers, and I had already had some time booked off for performances and things like that that were prior commitments. And I had talked to them about that. I talked to the lady in HR, and she's like, yeah, sure, just shoot over your dates, and we'll talk to so-and-so, and we'll see if we get approved. So I sent that off it was Monday morning. I sent that off, and I didn't hear anything back all week. Nothing Friday, and I'm like, okay, maybe they don't want to do it. And first thing Monday morning, 9 o'clock rolls around, and boom, my clockwork contract was sent over. It was approved. My days off was approved. So the only thing that was kind of holding me back was my summers, you know. And I don't know if you've ever been in a position like that to change. Basically, I'm changing fields. I'm changing something I've been doing for about a decade now into something totally new, into an atmosphere and environment that I'm not used to. And you know, you start to get that self-talk, and then you compare the fields, you compare it to see if the grass is greener on your side or it's on the other side. And I stopped and I said, you know what? Napika, answer my prayers. Because I've actually been kind of looking for something different. You know, I kind of want to grow and expand. And I've been looking. And there's been other roles that have come up, but that didn't suit me 100%. But this one, like, was like this job, like I tell people the description of it, and they're like, wow, like this job was like meant for you. Like, that's what multiple people have told me. Like, this job was meant for me. Like, it was created for me. Just the type of person I am, who I am in the community, or how long I've been in the trades. And they're like, you should take that. And it will give me that work-life balance. You know, right now I'm working 67, 68 hours a week. And on this job, it's 37 and a half hours. So it's literally half the amount of hours I'm working. And you know what the amazing part is? 3 days out of the week, I work from home. Like, wow. Like, I don't have to get out in the elements. I don't have to be in the rain or the snow. It's gonna suck not being out in the sun all the time. That's because, you know, it's been sunny here the last few days here around Vancouver, and it's been amazing working in the sun. But like, I won't have to work in the rain, I won't have to work in the snow. And I was like, wow, that's pretty cool. And I stopped myself, you know, and I was like, you know what? You talk about this stuff, Peter. You preach about this on your social media. You have this podcast. You talk about these things. Napika, you know, creator, has answered your prayers. Take it before it gets worse. You know, I'm a big believer in that. You know, Napika, creator, is always giving us signs. You know, here you go. You know, here's your sign. If you don't listen, I'm going to make it worse. And I said, you know what? If it doesn't work out, I can always go back to being an iron worker. I can always go back to the field. I can always go back to doing what I know. But if this works out, you know, what if it does work out? You know, because we always dwell on the negative things in life. You know, like we look at what happens if this, you know, what happens if I don't do good, what happens if they fire me, what happens, you know, we always look at the negative things, right? And, you know, I'm the exact same way. But I was like, what if it works out? What if I love this job? What if, you know, I help more people? What if, you know, and I started looking at the positive things. And I thought about it. I was like, you know, I'm going to sleep over it because I had nothing holding me back at that point because they agreed with what I was inside of me was conflicting, you know, my summers and my traveling and, you know, powwows. And there was nothing in my way anymore. It's like that. It's like if you have an animal who's always been in your house, and you've kept them inside in their house pet, and then, you know, they try to get outside, but then, you know, that door opens and they get there and they stand at that door and they look at the big world and they don't go out the door because they're scared, because they've never experienced that zone, that atmosphere. They've never been out there. That's what I was feeling like in that moment. But I was like, hey, if I just take this step, maybe something amazing is going to happen. You know, I'm a big believer of, you know, chapters and moving on and like trying new things. And, you know, Napika is always, yeah, Napika has that path for us, creator. And I signed the contract. And I felt really good. I felt really happy, you know, to experience something new. You know, a kid that, you know, as a kid, I was very troubled, you know, and as a kid, I didn't even, you know, this is one of the things that really like gets me down at times. And I'm really hard about myself on this, but I can always go back to it. You know, I was a very troubled kid as a teenager, and I never graduated high school, you know. So where I'm at in life and the money I make through the trades, when I was a teenager, like I made it all the way to basically grade 12 and then I dropped out. And that's one thing that I'm very like, you know, I'm not confident in telling people, you know, that makes me feel... It makes me feel stupid and it makes me feel lower and less than other people, but I'm not. And I know that I'm not because, you know, my ancestors, you know, our people's ways, you know, we never had this school thing and graduating. And yes, you know, I'm not saying it's not important to get at least your grade 12 minimum, but there are a lot of people in this world who succeeded in their life and accelerated with not being a high school graduate. And for me to make it as far as I have in the trades and to make the money and the income I do, you know, I'm truly grateful for it. And the knowledge that I have now, because when I was a kid, I was not interested in learning at all. And like now, like I just love learning. I love growing. I love expanding. Every morning I'm trying to listen to something new, something, you know, a podcast, an audiobook. I'm always trying to learn. I'm always trying to grow. I'm always trying to expand. I'm always trying to help people. And it's crazy, you know, in different chapters in your life, you can look back and look at yourself and reflect. And yeah, you know, the school, I feel like the system is broken. You know, they teach us things. They teach a lot of kids things that honestly, they're not interested in. You know, the school system is broken. And I think if we focused on teaching kids on what they're good at and what their dreams are, they would truly succeed so much easier. It'd be like that flow. And I looked at, you know, I got my recent transcript from school. And it's funny because the things that I did really well in shows where I'm at in life now. You know, I was in Woodworks and I was in Metal Fab Shop. And those two classes, those are my highest grades I got. And that and math, I was pretty good at. And it's funny, with ironworking, we use a lot of math and we use our hands and we're building things and, you know, we're fabbing steel. And I just, you know, and I know, you know, I don't want to sound too cocky and too confident myself, but I know I'm a decent ironworker. I know what I'm doing and I understand things. And, you know, I have a brain, right? So I'm okay at it, you know. I'm okay at ironworking. And it's funny when I look back and I realize that, wow, these were the things I did in school, and that's basically what I do in ironworking. So it's kind of funny, right? So this is like a whole new chapter in my life. And that means I'll have more time to create content. I'll have more time to put more effort in this podcast. You know, I'm a little half-assed in it right now, but that's okay, you know, because I'm still putting it out. I'm still putting the work in. I'm still doing it. And yeah, I'm really excited to see what happens in this next chapter in my life. And if you're in the same part of your life where something else keeps coming up, do it. Just do it, no matter what it is. If it's a relationship, say someone's coming after, you know, preceding you, like they were trying to get your attention, they're trying to, you know, go after you. If you're that person that has been broken, heartbroken in the past, that's a part of life. That's a part of growing. You know, that's what relationships are. Take your time with it, though. You know, move into it slowly. You're gonna have to go through heartbreaks in order to grow, in order to know what you want, in order to understand what you want in a relationship. You know, holding yourself back from moving into a relationship isn't gonna do you any good. You're never gonna understand if you've healed enough. You're never gonna, you know, experience that life, you know, life with a partner. You know, you're never gonna experience new things that way. If it's a job, like me, if there's something happening, go for it. Because you know what? If you fail, you can always go back to that other job. You can always go back to where you worked before. Because you have those set of skills that makes you good at that job. Start a new chapter in your life if you're getting those signs to do it. Because at the end of the day, you're not going to regret the failures. You're going to regret the what ifs. What if, you know, what if I did that? You know, I don't want to go to my deathbed thinking, what happened, you know, what if I took that job? You know, what could have been a Peter White if he took that job? No, I'm going to do it. I'm going to take it. I'm going to see what's going to happen of it. And if it doesn't work out, that's okay. You know, that's a part of life. That's growing. We got to grow through life. So with that, I am going to jump off now. I challenge you this week to start that next chapter in your life. Close that other chapter and start fresh. Spring is here. You know, flowers are growing. The birds are, you know, coming out. Animals are coming out. you know, the bears, you know, it's full of life. Now it's your time to spring into your next chapter. Sukuni for tuning in. I will see you next Wednesday, all my wealthy warriors. Dagas, and remember, everything always happens for the right reasons. Take care.